Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Scott Sawyer at Toronto Comic Con 2018. Scott is a writer and illustrator for North. He's also a filmmaker with several films written, optioned, and or produced, including his feature film, One Good Reason. During our chat, Scott talks about his book called North, his comic book influences, how Andrew Thomas of Oric of the Great White North helped with the project, where readers can get his book, plus plans for the future. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast on iTunes, and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my interview with Scott Sawyer at Toronto Comic Con 2018.
Hi, I'm Scott Sawyer, and I'm the writer-illustrator of the comic book called North.
And can you tell me a little bit about, for those not familiar with this title, what is it all about?
This is a story that takes place at first in the 1980s when there was an age of heroes and villains in Canada, very small compared to the one in the States. There's a couple of major players. One of them is the arch-villain Lord Rain, and there is a Canadian Captain America type. His name's Major Snow. These guys get into a big tussle just over the Don Valley Parkway in Toronto that ends up costing them both their lives and serves as a cautionary tale after that, because in Canada, nobody wants to go the way of hero or villain again. It becomes a strictly American phenomenon. So 30 years later, the daughter of the fallen hero, her name's Casey Van Allen, she's inherited all of her dad's wealth and resources, but none of his good sense. She's impatient, impetuous, reckless, and finds out the man that killed her dad 30 years prior has only staged his own death and has been living the good life ever since in retirement. So using her resources, she gathers all of these people with abilities to her side to go and take down this old dormant villain who's now in his golden years, because how hard could it be with all that help? Turns out it's incredibly hard. And they get their butts kicked all over Canada and accidentally set off the second age of heroes and villains in this country. So it takes all the things that I loved about comics growing up, but tries to infuse it with things that are more familiar without falling into that easy trap of cliche. So
That's pretty cool stuff. So people who are reading this would be familiar with the Toronto locations. You're setting it in Canada, so it's something very familiar. Growing up, who inspired you? You mentioned being a comic book reader at a young age. Who are your inspirations?
Well, from an artist standpoint, I would say John Buscema. I mean, I've probably forgotten the artist that inspired me. There's been so many over the years, but John Buscema was a big one. Kirby, I would later realize, was a massive influence. And who else? Oh, writers. I've come to totally worship Bendis, Remender. And again, there's some brilliant people out there that I need to remember their names. But I've been so busy being a dad these days, I can't. I'm not into comics the way that I was. I can only fight for the hours to produce them. So, yeah.
You mentioned Andrew Thomas is on this book as well. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about his work and influence in this.
Andrew Thomas was the missing piece to this team. When we got him on board, I didn't know how lucky I was until I saw how good he was. Andrew is the letterer, but he also does the layouts, everything that a guy like me can't do on a computer. Basically, Andrew makes this look like a real book. So, yeah, I'm very lucky to have him.
So this, you were mentioning, originally started on Kickstarter, but now it's gone into the mainstream and coming soon to Comixology?
Yeah, currently issues 1 through 3 are available on Comixology, so very lucky to be able to say that.
That's cool. So what's next for the title North? Where are you going with this? What do you hope to get out of it? And the future, what plans do you have?
Well, we've got Volume 1 written already, and Volume 2 is conceptualized, but we have a 13 to 14 issue story arc going on with Volume 1, so that's all laid out now. It's just a matter of how many books can we sell to fund the next book, and the next book, and the next book. My concern right now, of course, is that it's just we're distributing this on such a small level. We will need at some point to turn this into a real scenario. I totally stand behind the product, but the scenario of distribution and production is right now, it's like a hobby, and that's something I'd like to remedy. Maybe by teaming up with the right people at the right time, we'll see what happens. So, yeah, lots of North yet to come.
And where can people find out more information about your title and your work?
So norththecomic.com. Is our website, and there's a lot more information on there. Try to keep as current as I can, which is not at all terrible at that stuff, but And also, again, on Comixology.
Thanks to Scott for the chat. You discover more about Scott on Twitter at ScottWWSawyer and online at NorthTheComic.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at Facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at Instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics. Copyright 2018.